Hi everyone, this is Jason here from Nathaniel. In this lesson, we are basically going to look at how you can transform a melody using some very, very simple steps which most pianists pretty much do, and try to transform it and go as far as we can, understanding that it's not going to be that advanced. It's going to be very playable, and I'm going to take it through with a simple melody, a really, really simple melody which you heard in the introduction video. So you're going to play that video along with me, and then we are going to slowly embellish it, add some harmony, add some flavor in the right hand, develop some left hand rhythm patterns. And what you're also going to learn is what to do when a song is 3/4. This is something which I find lacking, especially in the YouTube space, where everyone who teaches music, including me, we tend to talk about everything on a 4-beat-per-bar kind of system, 4/4 or that sort of a thing, but or even 6/8. But 3/4 is a very interesting time signature, very common time signature. We also call it waltz. So let's see how we can go by through the lesson. Now, the first thing we are going to do is learn the melody. All of this stuff will be notated for you on our Patreon page. You can also see it in the video as well easily. But if you'd like to download it and support the channel, you'll have not only the notation, also the notes, the everything revised and waiting for you there for this one, as well as stuff in the past as well and in the future. So we'll first learn the tune. We'll look at some backing left hand chords. Then the rhythm patterns will come through in the left hand. And finally, we'll organically add all sorts of color in the right hand. And I told you it's going to help you play 3/4. It's also going to help you to understand a few embellishments for a melody for multiple genres. I'm going to try and teach you some gospel stuff, some country stuff, some classical stuff, some folk tricks, just to make the melody a little bit more, or a lot more spicy, you know, as we like it in India. So what's very important is you learn the tune, you get the hand coordination, go step by step in the video, and don't forget to watch till the very end, because everything is important and it will give you a solid amount of practice. Right? Before we get cracking, it'll be great if you can hit that subscribe button, turn on the bell for regular notifications, and that's about it. Let's start. Let's learn the tune first. The tune, I'm playing it around middle C, and I'm on the key of G major. One sharp, F sharp. So the tune is basically on 3/4. This is how it sounds. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So as you can see, it's pretty much on the beat, but there are one or two sub-beats. Let's try and navigate that. 1, 2, 3, 1. So that was the off-beat, right? 1 and 2 and 3, and at the end of the 3. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and... And then the second bar, you just hold that E very, very long. So, 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and... Again, 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and... Pretty similar. So, 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2. Again, let's do that.
1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 1 and 2 and 3 and 1.
This is what I want to do.
1 and 2 and 3 and 1.
And the second line is pretty much the same as the first line.
1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2.
And now
1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2.
So E, F sharp, G, G. Whole thing again.
G, F sharp, D, E, E, D, A, B, D, G, F sharp, D, E, E, F sharp, G, G.
You don't have to rely on the notation and all that stuff so much. Should also encourage you, I always encourage you to use your ear. You know, you can watch me, hear me, see the notation, but the hearing part is the most important. So now let's try and figure out what's the bare minimum possibility for the left hand. Let's take the fifth chord, which I think you may already know. The root, the fifth, and the octave. Let's start with that and let's get cracking. And we are doing it in a waltz. So 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, right? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Keep that pumping. You could even count. 1, 2, 3, and now we start. Don't worry too much about your fingers. As long as you start with your pinky, I think if you start with the pinky, it'll all work out. 2, 3. Now, just watch out for the independence. 1, 2, 3. You don't want to do the D at the 3. 1, 2, 3, and. Remember, hit the D at the end of the 3. That's important. 1, 2, 3, and. Okay? 1, 2, 3, and. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, and. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, and. 1, 2, 3, and. 1, 2, 3. There we go. Try to also sing it as you go. Now, let's make the left hand a bit more spicy now by adding chords. So you go simple chord. So G fifth, C major, just normal default vanilla C major, C, E, G, then that's like a D major without the 5. I'm just bringing the 5, retaining the G. So creates a nice add 4 feel. So anyway, the 5 will come, so I'm just clinging on to D, F sharp, G. So the voicings of the chords are ta na na na, C major, na na, D, add 4, na 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 na, G, D, G, na 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 na, C major, na 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 na, with the tune and playing the left hand in the waltz style. So one more time. Climbing. So the chords are quite nice now, isn't it? This is just your left hand. You could also sing the tune and only play the left hand. So ta na na na, ta na 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 na, ta na na na, ta na na na, with the melody. Relax. Try to stay relaxed. But the funny part while I say that is, to be relaxed on the piano, you need to practice. So no amount of, you can't just say, oh, I'm going to relax and play this. It's not going to work out when you're not sure about your parts. One suggestion I have, if you're not getting the hand coordination going, is practice as much as you can for about 15 to 20 minutes or maybe half an hour. And then when your brain, which eventually will start getting fried up because it can't handle so much information with your conscious brain, is just stop playing or move to something else or just do something else. And don't forget to try it the very next morning, which I think can really be beneficial to you. Okay, so practice, do your thing, practice as hard as you can, sweat it out, as they say. Stop, sleep, come back, but try it again. It's always important to try this again. And you will get it definitely in the morning. It's sort of like studying for an exam. You want to revise it again the next morning, always. So let's see this whole deal again before we move on. Play it along with me. Let me try it again. Little slow. One, two, three. One. One. Okay, now let's make the left hand and the right hand more fancy. One thing which I like to do is just add a few extra ingredients in the left hand. One extra ingredient I think I have for you would be that one. So G fifth, and you do, instead of going to C directly, G D G B C E G. G, D, G, B, C. One more time. Yeah. That's one nice ingredient. D. Okay, now, making the left hand a bit more rhythmically interesting can happen if you just start adding in some eighth note. So the default was 1, 2, 3. What if we start saying 1 and 2 and 3 and? And let's see how that goes. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and. This automatically sounds a bit more interesting, doesn't it? 3 and 1, 2. If you're getting a bit confused with the two hands, a bit congested, play it a bit higher. You can even add the B there. So what's actually happening there is we are adding double of the available set of notes. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and, remember, it's on a 3. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So that's the first thing you should try to do. So the original was, okay, now we're adding that 8th note. You can make these eighth notes sound a little bit more interesting as well by not doing in a machine gun like environment, like da 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 da, 1 and 2 and 3 and. So instead of that, you can do 1 and 2 and 3, 1 and 2 and 3. So how will that sound? 1 and 2 and 3, G D G D B C D. So that makes it a bit more interesting rhythmically. It's not dun 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 dun. Little bit more of your independence workout because this is a slightly different rhythm. So maybe a bit easier. Break. 1, 2, and 3 and 2 and pause. So like this, you can have the other left-hand rhythms through the binary permutations of playing double or playing single. You know, you can go this one. So long at the beginning and then four quavers or eighth notes. Let's see if we can get that with the melody. There's one more binary idea remaining. No, there's the long crotchet or quarter note in the middle. So. Everything creates some grooves. Okay, so that's pretty much about what I have for you in the left hand for this lesson. Just to kind of put the icing on the cake, if you will, in the right hand, what you can try and do is embellish the melody. Now, there are many ways to embellish a melody. I've done so many lessons. There's, you can check them out on our YouTube channel, how to embellish and ornament a melody. I always tend to use a melody which I compose as an example, and then we kind of bring out all the flavors. So even with this, you can do a similar thing. The first thing I'd like to explain to you is stacking of notes. Now, the piano doesn't sound as big or as dense harmonically as, you know, other instruments like a saxophone, where the harmonic content or the number of overtones are very, very thick. They make the instrument so dense. And also instruments like violin, man, you can slide stuff, you can glide, you can do a vibrato. Guitar players have hammer-ons, pull-offs. The list goes on, right? Imagine what a veena player or a sitar player can do. So piano is almost like at the end of the food chain in terms of ability to play melody, because you can either just play something or not play it, or play it soft or play it loud. You don't have this gliding and sliding and increasing volume over time kind of a thing. The note just dying a natural death. So what we can do is a few tricks, which I think you have to figure out along your way through this melody and then through some other melodies as well. So the first thing I do is note stacking. So you could go something like. Stuff like that. So at the starting beat or at the first beat, I'm actually trying to stack something. What am I stacking? First, I'm stacking a D, which is a fifth, so it stacks up well. Now, I'm stacking a C, because anyway, it's part of the C major chord. I like that. And then no need of stacking, because the melodies are closer. So what am I doing again? Stay on C. Another stacking possibility could be, you could do B, C, A, B, B. So what were the options? D, C, C, B. Of course, B, the ending, you don't stack anything. It's just played as a melody. Second stacking idea, B, C, A. Very choral, I like that. Okay, then a few things here and there which you may like. One could be, I like that glide, almost like a hammer-on for a guitar. You can do. You can even couple it with something gospel. You can do that. So. Then, actually, the gospel thing works better for the next one, which is. It's actually a weird minor third, but it works well if you use it tastefully. Right? Just a passing mention. One more time. I like that. Very country. So this was gospel, country. So. And And you can do these trills or these embellishments with the stack of notes. You can do that as well. See? See? I like that there. And then... you can end there. Oblique motion where the soprano or the melody stays its ground and the other part comes down. So let's just recap what we've done, guys, and that's pretty much the lesson. So what did we do first? We learned the melody. Starting with a simple left hand fifth chord backing with just single chord first. Till you get the coordination. Then the actual chords, G major, C major with an arpeggio, with this simple one up top, L, M, H, low, middle, high, with some passing bass. Then the more interesting eighth note patterns. Melodic ornamentations or embellishments in the right hand. Yeah. And these melodic ornamentations or anything, you need to really feel this when you play it, you know. Sometimes you see me making some really strange faces on, you know, pretty much almost every single YouTube video. That's how it is. I mean, that's what comes to me most naturally. I don't even know what I do, to be honest, with my face or any expression. But it works, and you should just let yourself loose. And whatever comes to you naturally is going to definitely help you. So keep your mind very free and keep that energy when you play. Then the expression and the emotion will always come through. Don't try to keep it very serious. Be a bit playful about the whole process. It's okay to fail. It's okay to make errors. That's the whole point of it. And practice and keep repeating the process day after day. And give yourself a challenge to get this 3x4 melody. And then, well, you can do so many things with this. You can do pretty much any other 3x4 song. Like maybe... another 3x4 melody. With all the expression. So try to play Happy Birthday like that at some point for your friend and let me know how it goes. Right, guys, again, thanks for all your suggestions. This is pretty much what you people have been suggesting, all of our loyal subscribers. I've been going through your comments in detail, so do continue to leave us a comment with anything you'd like to learn. Share the lessons with your musician friends or anyone you think would be interested in music. It could be a family member as well. You could also head over to nathanielschool.com for more regular lessons, more structured, detailed lessons, all the way from ground zero on the piano and whichever instrument we teach. You can also reach us through a form and we'll customize something for you. There are also videos on YouTube. You just have to hit the join button or on our Nathaniel website. Thanks again for watching the lesson. Do subscribe if possible. Hit that bell icon for notifications. Check us out on Patreon. And I will catch you in the next one. Thanks again. Cheers.